You are listening to the oneofus.net podcast network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support. This movie review also comes for subscribers at Time Lord level or above, an uncut, unedited, longer video version of the review. Become a subscriber and check it out. Yeah, I read y'all's comments about this movie when y'all were bitching about it online in our little group. And did any of y'all read the press notes for this or look online, read anything about the making of this thing before you saw it?
I watched the trailer.
I did, and they opened with, "We shot this with phones." And I thought, tell me about the movie, not how you shot it.
I actually think that's actually kind of important here. This movie Threshold is an experiment to see if they could do it. It was improvised mainly, although everyone was given really heavy background details. Apparently they didn't even use everything that they were told about their characters, but everyone was given in-depth, this is your character, this is your relationship with this character, this is what happened that we don't see, and then they just kind of shot it for set for set. They did it in 12 days with only 3 crew members, and when you take all that into account, I actually think Threshold is a pretty remarkable achievement. Now, if you don't know any of that and you think there's a crew of 30 and and a script and all that, then it's just kind of, well, why did that happen? There's lots of what moments. The more I thought about it, the more I watched this, the more I started realizing, wow, they're doing a lot of nodding to other really independent genre films. Like, there's a lot of nods to one of my favorites, The Endless, in here. Nudge, nudge, we like that movie. Not to say that Threshold is like The Endless, because it's not. We're going to review this thing, and I just wanted to get out of the way why I'm probably a little more defending of this thing than you might expect me to be, but I want you guys to be honest with exactly how you felt, which I've never had a problem with any of you guys before. You guys in question being Tessa.
Hello.
Mark.
Hey there.
And Luane.
Hey.
We're all so exuberant and excited to review this.
Really excited to talk about this one.
I am impressed with the technical aspects of this. I will give them that. I think that I'd be pretty excited, too, if I managed to get a feature-length film made with a handful of phones and, like, a handful of people.
Yeah. I mean, it's barely feature-length. It's an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, barely. Which is a relief when you're about 15 minutes in and you realize, start to get enough feeling for what you're in for. You're like, wait, how long is this? Oh, good. But I think that's one of my main complaints is I think there's a lot of great ideas in here that would have made a captivating 25-minute short film.
I got to give him credit, too. I mean, I heard the iPhone thing. And I was like, oh, it's an experimental film. How charming. So I went into it going, whatever. Let's, you know, trying to have an open mind. And I was like, surprised by the composition of the shots was not bad. There were some visual setups I really liked in it.
What they achieve using just iPhones and on the run and making it up as they go along looks like a film where they scouted it out ahead of time, set up each shot at length, and it's not. After seeing this, I would want these guys to work on my film. Wow, y'all are great on your feet.
What could you do with a budget?
Yeah, we got $10, guys. I want something like Avengers Endgame. Okay, go.
That's going to be at least $20, man. Seriously.
Right now, I'm doing the mental gymnastics of reassessing what I think about this, given the information at the beginning, also revealing that your other reviewers, we don't do our homework. But anyways, I didn't realize it was all on phone. All of it. That's actually pretty impressive. I think the only shot that I was watching that I was like, did they do this scene on a phone was the karaoke scene, because it got really grainy because phones are really bad about doing anything kind of like in the dark or low light.
You know, they're not even the first people to film movies on a phone. Soderbergh's done like, what, 3 movies on a phone now, I think. A couple other people have done it. If you pay for the iPhone with the best camera, It's a pretty damn good camera. It's better than my actual video camera that I have.
It looked great. I mean, I gotta give them to, I was like looking for flaws and stuff, and I'm like, no, I mean, that looks like a decent camera. I could not fault them for it.
And I have worked on some short films. I know some of you guys have as well. On that level, I was deeply impressed with what they pulled off. But let's talk about what the story is, because everyone's like, well, what the fuck is Threshold about, Chris? Leo, played by Jolie Millen, he is a seventh grade music teacher, but he's kind of, as we figure out of the way in the process of his wife, you know, wanting him to sign divorce papers, he's clearly not happy about it. He's got a daughter. And in the middle of all this going on and his life kind of being turned upside down, he gets a phone call from his mom saying, your sister Virginia, played by Madison West, she's in trouble again. Seems clear that this has been a reoccurring issue and that he needs to go help her. He's like, well, fuck's sakes, I'm supposed to meet for this divorce thing. It's a bad day for Leo. But he finds her in her apartment, mattress on the floor, puking, screaming out in anguish. He's like, for Christ's sakes, what drugs is it this time? Setting up very quickly, okay, this is a girl that repeatedly has had issues with hard drugs. And much to his surprise and literal disbelief, she says, there's no drugs. I have a curse. See, I got clean about 8 months ago, and I met these people who helped me, but it turned out they were kind of this cult thing, and they didn't want me to leave, and they performed this magic ritual, bound me to this guy I didn't even know, and now I feel everything he feels, and he feels everything I feel. This is hard to believe for Leo, naturally, but she keeps insisting, I really am not on drugs, I'm just asking, you're my brother, I'm begging you to help me here. So he's at a kind of what the fuck anyway stage at that point. So he pulls out his car, he hasn't driven since high school, right? That's got covered with stickers and still has like the CD in the player of his band he used to be in, you know, a pop punk band from back in the day.
Ooh, he's that guy.
Well, that was kind of me too, to be fair. So they bring a cross-country road trip to try and figure out what's going on and how to find this guy. And this is a series of just stops, hotel rooms, interspersed with the occasional moment that's, I'm not sure if they're genuinely trying to play it for being creepy or not. Because ultimately, this is kind of more of a mumblecore-ish type film than it is a straight horror film. There's lots of overtures of horror things happening at points, but it's not really till the very, 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 very end that it flat out goes, okay, it's a horror movie with sort of like a surreal, nonsensical horror sequence. And I kind of watched the whole rest of the movie going, is this actually a horror film? It almost felt like a letdown when they're like, yes, it is.
What are they trying to be? It's like, is it a feel-good road trip movie? Is it about dead daddy issues? Is it about a guy getting a divorce? Is it about a girl and her issues with addiction? Is it a slasher, ghost, possession, or cult movie? The answer is yes.
I would say it's about a brother and sister reuniting and trying to discover how they got where they are based on their own experience from the past. And I think that's the only thing this movie is genuinely concerned with, is the relationship between these two siblings.
Which I think is fine. If that's the movie that I was expecting going in, and that was really ultimately all it was going to be, fine. I mean, not my first pick, but don't bait me in with this horror stuff and then wait 45 minutes for there to be something and then another half an hour for the rest of it. Pick a lane. Right. I'm fine watching this cast. These two driving along, talking. I know that most of their stuff is sort of improv, so there's kind of these narrative deserts every once in a while where they're having a conversation and it's fine and kind of interesting, but I don't need to do this. If it's just going to be them on a road trip, cool. If it's going to be a scary road trip, even better. This was just, I don't know.
It's hard to pin down.
I keep floundering, like, well, what am I going to say exactly? It's not bad.
Improv it. It's what they did.
If I could improv it, I'd be making my own movies on iPhones with three friends over a weekend.
What are you doing this weekend? Damn it, Chris.
High five, Tessa.
I will just buzz down to Austin. We'll all get some stuff together and we'll go make a movie.
This kind of reminds me of Gareth Edwards' Godzilla from 2014. And hear me out. Hear me out. Godzilla is a movie, it's a kaiju movie that has very little kaiju in it, and every time they do the kaiju and there's about to be something really juicy, they're about to fight, they're about to roar, whatever, they close the door, they pan away, you see it in the back monitor. That's what this movie is. It's like, oh, here's some oh, some candles went out, here we go, oh, we're going to talk about the family again, oh, that's great, oh, now we're going to have a thing about cooking, oh, now we're going to have, and on and on and on. I was like, okay, what do you want to be? So ultimately, it's by default, I guess, a horror movie.
Once I found out, which I didn't realize watching, I didn't realize it till I started reading reviews and interviews, that these guys really love The Endless, I started thinking about that more. I was going, you know, The Endless is almost a perfect example of how a micro-budget horror film can set up its scares through abstract horrors where you're literally not really seeing anything, but the mystery of what it is that they experience is so bizarre and unsettling. It works, but it keeps building. It gets all the stuff for the characters. It gets all the relationship stuff to make these people real and have depth and have these experiences have meaning to these people, but it doesn't wait very long between things happening. This is like, there's like four things that happen in this whole movie, and they couldn't be more spread apart. And it's just, you know, not bad conversation, not bad acting, but still just sort of meandery conversation between this brother and sister on this road trip that doesn't really, but the end doesn't feel like added up to anything or really had any real relation to the scares.
Like you said, this is a very interesting exercise in improvisation in making a feature-length film, but I don't know if that's necessarily how you're supposed to make a feature-length film, but who am I to say that's how you make a film or not? But I feel like this would have been better on the stage than on the screen.
Let's go to final thoughts, because what the fuck? Short movie, short review. Mark, get us started.
I went into this, I'm not the biggest horror expert, but, you know, I like a good anything movie if it's well-crafted. I try to be sympathetic towards it because it's an experiment. But whether it's an experiment or not, doesn't succeed as a movie. And I'm going to have to say not really. The acting, because of the improv, is subpar. Madison West gives it the old college try as Virginia. I'd love to see her with the script, see how much more she improves. Joy Millen actually does garner a lot of sympathy. And even though he starts out kind of rough, there's a point where he gathers some real serious intensity. I don't totally buy that he's on her side by the end of it. I don't know who this film is for. It's not really horror. Is it a road trip film? Is it a family film? Is it incest porn? I don't know. Which one is it? You know? But that being said, when I have to split the difference between experiment and film, I will give it 4 out of 10 pasty, corpulent roadside shamans that are naked.
Tessa?
Yeah, Threshold definitely exceeded my threshold for plot points that weren't wrapped up in any sort of way. I know. I'm sorry. I had to.
That's okay. I approve.
Yeah, I feel the same way as Mark. I want to give it a bit more leeway because it was an experiment, but I feel like the experiment wasn't a complete success. I probably would give this like 3 out of 10 Airbnbs that I'm probably going to leave really bad reviews at because a crazy brother shows up.
Man, that crazy brother was one of the high points of the movie, but I was like, guys, I don't think David Lee Roth is doing anything. He would have been so great as a cameo performance of the guy who's the brother of the owner of the Airbnb who shows up. I immediately thought of David Lee Roth when I'm seeing this guy. I wanted him to have like the face makeup and go, give me a jelly donut and a bottle of anything to go. Luane?
We all kind of talked about the same stuff. Experiment, sure, interesting, great. As a movie, it's okay too. They made a feature. We're reviewing it. So, I mean, you're up on me. I've worked on features. I haven't done one of my own. So you're already up on me, guys. Maybe I just need some phones and some friends. I don't have either of those right now.
Aww.
The actors are fine. I echo Mark's observation. I'd like to see them with a script to see what they could do. It does tend to meander, which that's its own thing. I don't love it. I don't hate it. I think it was an interesting experiment. I don't think it works entirely. Parts of it work really well. Other parts, not so much. For me, I guess it's right in the middle. 2.5 out of 5 unpleasant phone calls with your soon-to-be ex.
I did know about the circumstances of filming beforehand, but that's as much as I knew. Like, you know, that it was improv, that it was on cell phones, that they shot it with a tiny crew over a few days. And I was one into it, like, I tend not to like movies like this, but I can go, let's watch it for that. And it was much better than I would have expected, considering those limitations that they went through. I thought almost on every level. Their big mistake here was not necessarily not scripting it so much as not making the structure tighter. It really should have had a few more incidents, a few more things, more of a tighter outline. I mean, I get it. You can kind of fall in love with your own camera work and like include stuff that you probably shouldn't. There are whole scenes that you're like, there's no reason for this to stay in this finished film. And as it is, there's way too many scenes like it. For an hour and 15 minutes, it's perfectly watchable more on a sort of, hey, I enjoy being involved with making films type person and going, hey, hats off to you for what you accomplished. And I could completely believe that your next film is going to be tighter and better than this one was. It's interesting, but really more in a scholastic sort of way than it is in a just watching and enjoying a movie sort of way. I'm going to be with Luane on this one, and I'm going to give it 5 out of 10. Actually pretty amazingly solid high school pop punk bands. I don't know who that was. I didn't check, but I was like, there's no way that was a high school punk band. It was very well produced.
Especially for an old cassette tape and a rotten tape deck. I mean, hey, gotta give him credit.
I never did play an instrument, although I did pick up just enough bass one weekend with literally given 3 days notice to play 4 Ramones songs at a party with a cover band. They were like, we just need somebody to get up there and play with us. We're just going to do a few songs. Like, you just have to learn these songs. I'm not shitting on the Ramones. I'm just saying they ain't complex.
My brother was in a pretty decent punk rock polka band when he was in high school called Poo Wrens.
Turned my head with that one. Punk rock polka.
I like it. Fuse punk with everything.
And just an accordion.
Okay, maybe not an accordion. Unless part of the show is destroying the accordion.
Not so much.
That's pretty punk rock.